ministers. Trevelyan's wife, Valerie, is the owner of the Valerie Gallery in central London, which is currently playing host to Pamela Chetney's most recent exhibition, Too Good to Be True. Trevelyan visits the exhibition on his birthday and is surprised to learn not only that he shares the date with the cheese sculptor herself, but that more significantly, both he and Pamela Chetney were born in Northampton General Hospital at 9:15 a.m. on the 8th of July, 1955.
What a strange coincidence,
he is heard to exclaim.
Elastic Planet was written by Ben Moore and featured the voices of Oliver Postgate, Miriam Margolies, Gary Waldhorn, Michael Simpkins, Dan Strauss, Kerry Shale and Alan Dedicote, with Hugh Scully and James Naughtie as themselves. The producer was John Naismith.
And we'll hear more of the little-known stories of our world when Elastic Planet forces its way back into the schedule next week, with tales of the Ministry of Furniture and Methodist Pirates, and Patrick Moore as guest star. It has everything, really. Neil Gaiman's new novel, The Ocean at the End of the Lane, is the book at bedtime this week over on BBC Radio 4. It's the story of a young boy whose life takes a strange and unworldly turn when he meets the Hempstocks, a family who live at the end of a winding lane. On a recent visit to BBC Radio 4 Extra, Neil Gaiman spoke to Nick Briggs about the book.
Michael Sheen is a friend of mine. And when I was first asked about a book at bedtime, I was thinking, well, who could we have who could do this? You know, we'd just done Neverwhere, which had an amazing lineup of people. It was like everybody I would ever have wanted in any of my stuff was in there. But I was thinking, we need somebody who is a dab hand at accents, because there's the old Sussex accent, which barely exists anymore. So I went to this BBC website where they have accents from all around England, and I played these interviews with old men done in the 1970s talking about their childhoods, just to try and get the accent right. And I thought he would be fantastic. Because he has all the accents, he loves the material, and I sent him the book and said, "Would you do this?" And he said, "Absolutely." So I love that. We have Michael Sheen, who has now got to play the only person in the universe to have been David Frost, Brian Clough, Kenneth Williams, and me.
Neil Gaiman talking to Nick Briggs, and you can hear Michael Sheen reading Neil Gaiman's new book, The Ocean at the End of the Lane, this week from Monday to Friday night at 10:45 over on BBC Radio 4.
BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now, rubs hands in anticipation. Let's find out what's happening in a new, brand new Ambridge Extra. Today the action centres on Lillian and Matt, whose theme tune must be Little Does She Know That I Know That She Knows That I Know She's Two-Timing Me. The Flying Castles, in case you'd forgotten, you're welcome.
Lillian? Lillian? Looks like it's another beautiful day.
Matt, I'm sleeping.
I know. Lillian?
Matt, no.
It's been a long time, you know.
I said no. Look, I'm not in the mood.
Well, when will you be in the mood?
Now. Look, it's first thing in the morning.
You've hardly let me come near you in weeks, Lillian.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not 21 anymore. Sex isn't always what I want.
I'm not talking about sex.
Really?
I'm talking about you and me. You're so distant. It's like you're only half here.
Matt.
We might just as well have stayed in Ambridge.
Well, we're only here until tomorrow. You just caught me at the wrong time.
Hey, where are you going?
To the bathroom. It's time for breakfast.
Are you sure you don't want anything else?
No, I... There must still be four from last night.
Right. Well... Now, what do you think we should do today? We still haven't been to that island you were talking about.
No.
Our Lady of the Rocks, is that what it's called?
Is it?
Well, I don't know. You were the one spouting facts and figures from the guidebook.
Yeah. It's not a real island. It's made from rocks and scuppered ships.
Yeah, that's the one.
I don't mind.
Well, it's up to you. I'm happy just to have a relaxing day.
Honestly, you decide.
Or we could just stay here, you know, sit around in the hotel not talking to each other.
I don't know. Look, I suppose I do need to do some shopping.
Shopping?
I ought to take back a few souvenirs for the family.
Well, we don't have to do that today.
Well, we're leaving tomorrow, man. I'm booked into the spa in the morning.
Right, okay, so we're wandering to town then.
Fine.
Get your folks sorted out with presents.
Yeah.
And then... Maybe a spot at lunch down by the marina. I mean, we ought to make the most of it while we're still here.
Yeah, I agree.
So what do you think? Does that sound like a plan?
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. Sounds lovely. Mum sorted. Let's hope she likes pomegranate syrup.
So who else is there?
We're still looking for Jenny. But never mind, Matt. Let's just forget it.
What?
You're clearly hating every minute of this.
What are you talking about?
Doesn't matter. I'll just get her a purse or something.
Oh, come on. Don't give up now.
Honestly.
Well, how about some jewellery then? Look at this place here.
Jenny's got plenty of jewellery.
All right. Well, how about for you then?
Me?
Yeah, let me treat you.
I don't need anything either.
Well, at least have a look. Look, they've got some lovely stuff. Huh? Yeah, well, what about that necklace? Beautiful, isn't it? Don't you think?
It's very nice. Now let's just carry on.
What's the matter? You've never turned me down before.
Please, Matt, just come on.
Hello. You would like to see the jewellery? English, yes?
Yeah, that's right.
No, we're just browsing.
Come inside, I will show you.
No, really?
No, actually, you did like that necklace, didn't you, Lillian? Yeah, the one at the back.
Oh, yes, very nice. This is excellent quality, 22 karat gold.
Can we just go,
please? See, I told you. How much?
I don't need it.
But I want to.
This necklace is 600 euros.
Oh.
Your wife has good taste.
Yeah, don't you just?
Mine too.
Hey, what is that?
But we must keep them happy, yes?
Matt, look, this is silly.
What about 400?
I'm sorry, but like...
Don't haggle.
Well, what's the best you can do?
600. This is the price.
450?
550, so you don't lose your beautiful wife.
525, and you got a deal, yeah?
All right, yes. Okay.
Excellent. Happy now, Lillian? Lillian? Lillian!
Beautiful, isn't it?
Are you speaking to me?
Sorry, I shouldn't have disturbed you. Were you praying?
No.
Oh, I was just saying how beautiful it is.
Yes, it's very... So many icons.
I know.
Not something that I'm used to.
No, me neither. I was brought up good old C of E.
Me too.
Although, you can see why people are so devoted to them. There's something so otherworldly. I suppose that's the point, really.
Yeah.
A glimpse into a place beyond this life where everything is better and brighter and eternal. Actually, I find them very soothing. Oh, listen to me.
No, not at all. Are you on holiday?
In a way. My daughter's married to a Serb.
Oh, right.
What about you?
It's my first time in Montenegro.
How are you finding it?
To be honest, I don't feel I've been taking it in.
I suppose it's not somewhere I would have come to if it hadn't been for my daughter. But then I never dreamt I'd have Montenegrin grandchildren either. You just never know where life's going to take you, do you?
You most certainly don't.
Look, I'll leave you to it.
Mm?
I can see you're having a moment to yourself.
No, please, if you want to stay. Honestly, it's nice to be able to actually talk to someone.
I'm not available. If your call is regarding Amside Property Development, please call the office on 01632295637. Otherwise, leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Lillian, will you please call? I've been all over the place looking for you. Listen, I'm going to wait by the shop where I last saw you. If you're not here by one, then I'll, well, please just call me.
Excuse me, sir.
Okay?
Sir.
What, you found her?
No, but I asked my friend in the restaurant. He thinks he saw your wife go that way.
Which? This way?
Yes, but sir,
yeah, right.
When you find her, come back for your necklace, okay? I give you good price.
I lost someone very close to me recently.
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have pried.
It's fine. It's just, I've not been able to talk about him much. I was in love with him.
Right.
Deeply. He was the most wonderful, kind-hearted man I'd ever met. And then, one day, he was gone. He had a heart attack.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's okay.
He changed everything. And I don't know how to bear a world with him not in it. Oh, what a mess.
I'm so sorry.
This isn't what you wanted to hear.
It sounds as if you needed to let it out,
though. I feel like I've been in a trance. Mm. I thought that maybe coming away on holiday would help, but instead I just feel even more on my own.
Well, perhaps that's what's brought you here.
Although I really shouldn't stay here any longer.
Would you like to go and get a drink or something?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'll be fine. You've already been kind enough.
No, it's no bother. Grief's a terrible thing.
Yes.
Especially if you've got no one to share it with. I hope you find the peace you're looking for.
Where you going, pal? Lillian, over here.
Matt.
There you are. What the hell do you think you're doing? Where have you been?
I was in the church.
Church?
I just needed to get away for a while.
Well, why didn't you say? Didn't you think I'd be worried?
You found me now. Let's just carry on with the shopping.
Lillian.
Still need to find something for Jenny.
Have you been crying?
No.
Yeah, I have, haven't you?
Why would I be crying?
Well, you tell me.
Look, come on.
I'm serious, Lillian.
What?
Tell me.
Matt.
I'm not an idiot.
No, I know you're
not. I can see you're upset.
Well, I'm feeling much better now.
And you wouldn't just vanish into thin air. I know how unhappy you are, Lillian. I just need you to say it.
I can't. There's nothing to say. Why don't we get Jenny that purse? What do you think?
Do what you like. I can't be bothered anymore.
Matt.
It's pointless us even being here.
Well, where are you going, Matt? Don't just walk off, Matt. Wait.
I don't know what you plan to do, but I'm going down the bar.
Matt.
I just need to change my shirt.
Look, I'm sorry. I haven't meant to be so distant.
Lillian, seriously, I don't care anymore. I've done my best.
I know.
I'll try to make this a special holiday.
It's not your fault.
But if you want to throw it back in my face...
Of course I don't. Oh, Matt.
What? What, Lillian? Come on.
But all right, you don't have to shout.
What else am I supposed to do? All I want is my old Lillian back. Is that too much to ask?
Yes! Maybe it is. It's always about what you want, isn't it?
You are.
You never think about me or what I might be going through.
Oh, don't I?
You don't give a damn.
Right, forget it.
I can't always be what you want me to be. And I've always stood by you through jail, through everything.
Oh, right, so it is my fault.
No, I'm just... Why can't you do the same for me?
Lillian, you have no idea what I'd do for you.
I'm sorry?
Not a clue.
What do you mean?
Do you even love me at all?
Of course I love you, Matt. How could you ask me that?
How? After the way you've belittled me.
Belittled?
And I'm the liar? I'm the bad one?
Matt.
I'd never betray us the way you have.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Oh, for God's sake, Lillian! Stop lying! I know! I know you were sleeping with Paul. I know you were screwing my brother. All right?
Отец, я тебе говорил, я уже пытался с ней
поговорить. Whiskey, please.
Она не хочет со
мной. No, the single malt.
Не надо идти.
Yeah, that's the one. And not so much ice.
You know your whiskey?
Huh?
I love them too. Last year for my birthday, I buy a very rare whiskey. $3,000. I drink it all in one night.
Oh, good for you, pal.
The most expensive headache I've ever had.
Well, you get what you pay for, don't you? Stick it on room 420. Yeah, cheers.
English, right? What brings you here?
Look, if you don't mind.
Business or pleasure?
It's certainly not pleasure, I can tell you that. Now, if you don't mind.
Of course. Bottoms up.
Yeah. Yeah, you too. Blimey.
Who was that?
God knows, some rich idiot.
Whiskey?
Yeah, what about it?
Nothing. It's a bit early, isn't it?
You know what, Lillian? Just for today, I think I'm going to do what I like.
I didn't mean that.
If that's allowed.
Of course it is. You can do what you want. I need to go for my spa treatment anyway.
Right.
I'll only be about an hour. Are you going to stay out here?
Seems pretty good to me.
Right. You do know we need to leave for the airport around 5.
Yep.
And we still need to pack.
I know, Lillian. You going?
Yes. Just checking. I'll see you back here.
Yep. Okay. See ya.
So, you're here on business.
Huh?
But what business is that? Now, let me guess.
Actually, if you don't mind.
Property, yes?
Yeah, well,
Clever! Hey, I'm in property too. Takes one to know one.
Yeah, I guess so.
I heard you talking earlier.
Right.
With your wife.
No, not wife. She's, She's my business partner.
Really? I'm sorry.
No, don't worry. You're not the only one to make that mistake.
My name is Vitaly. Vitaly Kidrov.
Matt Crawford.
Pleased to meet you. Can I join you? So, what is your business in Tivat?
Oh, you know, just getting the lie of the land. I had a deal I was hoping to secure, something I've been working on for a while. I had a feeling it wouldn't work out, and, well... Turns out I was right.
Now I understand why you don't look so happy.
Yeah, I'm flying back home this evening.
You win some, you don't win some. There are always other deals.
There are indeed.
Another drink?
Oh.
Luca, two more.
Who's that? He's not a waiter, is he?
No, he works for me. It is good to have someone who can speak the language.
Yeah, I imagine it is. I can't make head nor tail of it.
What do you mean?
It just looks like a jumble of letters to me.
Then you wouldn't like Russian, I think.
That where you're from?
Yes.
I must say, there's a lot of you about.
My company is building a hotel in the business district here.
Hotel? Right, really? And is that your area, hospitality?
No. We have our fingers in many pies. Is that right?
I don't know, you tell me.
I mean, what I say. I like your English phrases.
Yeah. Many pies, yeah, that's right.
We have developments all over Russia, Kazakhstan, here, and of course London.
All right, well, those are some pretty big pies.
What about you?
Me? I'm focused on the UK, residential property mainly. Yeah, I'm involved with a large luxury apartment complex at the moment.
In London?
No, Borsetshire. It's a county in the Midlands. It's where I live. Very beautiful, very rural.
Oh.
We're converting an old Victorian paper mill, you know, into riverside flats. Very exclusive, very desirable.
Very nice.
And then aside from that, we opened a state-of-the-art agricultural market a little while ago.
I see. You have a few pies also then.
Yeah, you could say that, yeah.
Well, here we are. And what is your company called? Thanks, Luca.
Amside.
Good. Here's to Amside.
Yeah, and to you.
I would like to live in England.
Really?
You have so much history.
Well, you've got a fair bit of history yourselves.
Yes, but not all of it happy.
Huh.
You say you live in the country.
Yeah, a place called Ambridge. I've got a large Georgian property on the edge of the village. Goes back to the 18th century.
Wow. So I'm speaking to a real English gentleman.
Hardly.
You're lucky, my friend.
Yeah? Still, I can't imagine you've got a raw deal of it. Where do you spend most of your time? Moscow?
St. Petersburg.
Right. Yeah, well, it's a lovely city, so are you?
Yes. Oh, Matt, I'm sorry, but I must go.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I have a meeting with my site manager.
Sure, well, it was good meeting you.
You too, Matt?
Crawford.
Yes, if you would like to see the site of the hotel.
Oh.
It will not take long. You will find it interesting, I think.
No. I've got things to do.
Oh, do you need to speak to your partner?
Who?
The woman you're with.
Oh, no.
She can
come
too.
No. That's not necessary. We don't do everything together. No, it's fine. I don't need to ask her.
This is Matt Crawford. I can't answer the phone right now. Leave me a message or call my PA, Brenda Tucker, on 01632-295-637. Cheers.
Matt, where are you? I finished having my treatment. You said you'd still be outside. Will you please call me? I'm going to start packing. Please, just let me know you're all right.
So, this is the lobby then. I have to say, when you said hotel, I wasn't expecting this. It's huge.
Oh, yes.
You have not pinched the pennies?
No, we never pinch. A fountain will be here.
All right.
A chandelier up there.
Right.
It's coming from Venice. A special commission.
What, Murano?
You know it.
Well, I've been there on holiday. So, you agree this is a good place to invest then?
You've seen the marina.
What, all them yachts? There are some whoppers there, aren't there?
Whoppers.
Yeah, big ones.
Yes. And the biggest is mine.
What, yours?
Of course. In a few years' time, this whole coast, it will be the new Côte d'Azur. Everyone will be coming.
Certainly everyone with money.
Why not? It's good for Montenegro. It's good for me and you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's good for all of us.
That's the only reason I'm here. Oh, for pity's sake. Look, I'll turn this off.
No, you must answer it.
No, honestly, it's...
I'll leave you in private.
That's okay. This won't take very long. Hello, Lillian.
Matt, why on earth haven't you been answering? I've been looking everywhere for you. Where are you?
I went out for a while.
Well, where to?
Just out.
Well, you could have told me.
Well, you were in the spa.
I've been thinking all sorts of terrible things.
Like what? I'm not going to throw myself off a bridge.
Maybe not, but Never mind, I've reached you now. Please just come back to the hotel.
And I will when I'm ready.
We have to leave for the airport soon.
No, not for another couple of hours.
I know, but we...
I'll be back, okay?
You will.
Look, Lillian, I can't talk right now.
But you promise you'll be back.
I said so, didn't I? Look, I've got to go.
Oh, hang on, Matt.
Problem?
No, just business. That was my partner. Yeah, I'm not sure how much business we're going to be doing in the future.
Really? So you're working alone?
Yeah, you could say that.
I see. Because I have other projects I would like to discuss with you.
With me?
If you are interested, of course.
Get a grip, Lillian. It'll be fine. You'll just have to catch a later plane. There's no need to panic. Matt? Is that you? Matt?
Who else is it going to be?
All right.
I told you I'd be back.
Well, that was almost 2.5 hours ago. I've been worried sick.
All right.
I've packed your suitcase for you.
Well, you shouldn't have bothered.
Well, not bothered. What else was I supposed to do? We're going to miss our flight.
I am? Yeah.
We have to leave now.
Didn't you hear me, Lillian? I'm not coming. So, you'd better jump in that taxi, hadn't you?
What?
You can leave my case here.
But, Matt, we...
Well, go on.
What are you talking about? You can't stay here.
Why not?
Because...
That Russian guy at the bar, turns out he's a property developer.
A developer?
Yeah, there's a chance he might throw me some business.
But what guy?
I'm going to see what comes of it.
Matt, this is madness. You're not going into business with some Russian. Now pick up the suitcase.
No.
You have to come home.
No.
For God's sake, Matt.
No, I don't.
You're acting like a petulant child.
Well, that's up to me, isn't it?
Look, I understand if you want to punish me.
He took me to this hotel.
Matt, stop it.
Massive place he's building downtown. He's got property
all over
the world.
I said stop it, please. You know why you're doing this and you wouldn't be saying any of it if it wasn't for...
And so what if I am? I spent so long trying to cling on to what we had. I thought as soon as Paul...
What?
I thought that after Paul died, I wouldn't say anything. I'd give you the chance to... Then I'd just try to forgive you and eventually we'd get back to normal.
Can't you try to forgive me now?
It's too late, Lillian.
Why?
Because...
If you knew...
Because I can't. All I asked was for you to be honest and you couldn't even give me that. Well, there's an opportunity here and I'm going to take it.
It's my birthday.
Oh, don't cry. Don't cry. It won't work. Like I say, you'd better take that taxi. You're going to miss the plane.
And what about Amside?
What about it? It's your business.
No, it's not. It still needs both of us.
You're the director.
You can't just turn your back on it now. It's our business.
Look,
it's our livelihood.
It'll only be a week or so.
If you carry on like this...
It can manage without me.
It can't, Matt. I can't.
Oh, then maybe you should have thought of that before you slept with my brother. In fact...
What? Go on. You might as well say it.
I wonder if it wasn't for Amside, you'd have shacked up with Paul long ago.
Oh, you know that's not true.
Do I really? You obviously thought he had more going for him than me.
Fine, I'll go then. I'll fly back on my own. I'll run Amside. I don't know what I'm going to tell everyone, but...
Just tell them I'm staying for business.
All right, then.
You got everything?
I think so. I made sure we were ready to dash.
Fine.
Oh, hang on.
What?
I put your passport in my handbag. You will be needing it. Here.
Thanks. Anything else?
No. I do love you, Matt. I always have. Bye then.
Yep. Okay. Bye.
Ambridge Extra was written by Tim Stimson and produced and directed in Birmingham by Julie Beckett. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn. And if you can't wait until the next omnibus to find out what happens and who could blame you, tune in on Tuesday at 2:15 when Matt gets a bit of VIP treatment. There is no clue here if that hint is meant wryly or is some sort of euphemism.
Now you listen to me, Rose. There'll be no telling the sergeant about any of this. You and I, we're like sisters now, and sisters keep each other's secrets. I'm so glad we found each other, Rose. It feels as though we've always belonged together.
Suzanne Rendell's gripping tale of infatuation and deception in Prohibition-era New York.
Although I had gone to great pains to become her most trusted confidant, I was beginning to realize there were some things I'd rather not know.
Book at Beach Time, The Other Typist. Made for 4 Extra, throughout this week, starting on Monday afternoon at 2:30.
The digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now, in The Art of Rhetoric, Simon Hoggart charts the progress of the persuasive public speaker, starting with the great orators of ancient Greece and Rome. Part one concerns the rules of rhetoric.
The point about rhetoric is, you know it when you hear it. These may be the two most famous and perhaps the most influential speeches of the century which has just ended.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Because I have a dream. My poor little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
If I had a pound for every politician I've heard steal that line, I'd be a rich man. Indeed, if I had a dream for every time I heard them claim that they had a dream, I'd sleep like Rip Van Winkle every night. Those speeches weren't just well-spoken, well-phrased, and thrilling to hear. They created exactly the effect the speaker wanted. Churchill persuaded the British people that against all the apparent odds, the war could be won. And Dr. King added such religious fervour to the civil rights movement, made his dream so vital, so urgent, that he hardwired it into the nation's consciousness, and it still resonates today all round the world. Over the next 4 days, I'll be looking at the great rhetoric of the past, but also examining how rhetoric is used today, in politics, the law, religion, business, and even after-dinner speaking, and how rhetoric continues to be used to persuade us, to motivate us, to shame us, inspire us, and control us, even in a world which is now dominated by the electronic media. But exactly how do we define rhetoric? Here's the writer and lecturer, Dr. Peter Jones.
Rhetoric is the art, or the skill, or the technique of peaceful persuasion. Rhetorica techne is what the Greeks called it. And it's very significant that it was developed at the same time as democracy was invented. Democracy was invented in 508 BC, and in round about 480s BC, the art of public speaking, the art of making your case persuasively in public, was developed as a set of rules. Now, of course, people had been speaking persuasively before 480 BC, but no one had ever yet turned that art into a skill. And the point about this is that Greek democracy was open to everyone. Every male in Athens over the age of 18 had the right to speak in the assembly on every single issue that affected Athens: war, peace, taxes, you name it. Now, there were some people who could speak persuasively naturally. But it's not democratic if only those people could have their say in public. Rules of rhetoric, therefore, were invented so that anyone could learn the particular skill of persuasion in public debate. So the connection between democracy and rhetoric is a tight one and a very important one.
I would like to first of all reinforce the idea of an egalitarian society. What Positive Discrimination's purpose is to create an egalitarian society where people are equal. Talking about the United Nations...
A-level students at St Paul's Boys' School in London, taking part in a debating competition. For centuries, debating skills were part of any formal grammar school education. Now it's an extracurricular activity, and it's just as competitive as rugby or chess. The school's MACE competition is now in its 43rd year, and around 600 schools take part. Many